with SRN News, I'm John Scott. Cole Thomas Allen, the 31-year-old suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting, is scheduled to be arraigned today. President Trump had these words about the suspect.
President Trump calls the gunman who tried to breach the correspondence dinner that he was at Saturday night a very troubled guy who left behind a manifesto showing he was out to get him and his administration.
He had a lot of hatred in his heart for quite a while. And it was a religious thing. It was strongly anti-Christian.
Speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing, Trump says the man's family did contact authorities about him.
Family said he had big difficulty. Maybe they should have reported him a little bit more strongly.
The suspect is identified by law enforcement officials as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran offering to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. The proposal would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program. In other developments, the Iranian foreign minister has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the situation. Talks between Iran and the U.S. have stalled. Pakistan has been attempting to mediate. Authorities say fast-moving storms pummeled parts of the Midwest with hail, strong wind, and heavy rain, flooding streets and leading to stranded commuters who needed to be rescued. More storms are on the way through Monday night. The National Weather Service forecasts show that more than 64 million people in the Midwest are at risk of severe storms. King Charles III arrives in Washington for a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. This is SRN News. A warning from a leading Christian researcher.
George Barna has been measuring America's spiritual condition for decades, and he believes the country is in trouble. Barna, who heads the Cultural Research Center, says, quote, a quarter century ago, 12% of the adult population held a biblical worldview. Since then, we've seen a steady reduction in that incidence. We reached a low point, 4%, in 2023. But Barna says the decline can be reversed if churches start focusing on discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
New Jersey's Nassau Presbyterian Church will host the five-lecture Samuel Adams Hurt series to mark the 250th anniversary of the nation's birth. Organizers say this event will also highlight the unique role that Presbyterians played in moving New Jersey from indifference to independence. Nassau Presbyterian, located in Princeton, was home to two signers of the Declaration of Independence. This is SRN News. Ohio's Republican primary for governor is a few weeks away, but there are few signs that the top candidate sees it as a competitive race.
The primary season has exposed potential vulnerabilities for former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. The biotech billionaire is focused mostly on his likely general election opponent, Democrat Amy Acton. She's the state's former public health director. Ramaswamy feels so assured of gliding through the May 5th vote that his campaign has all but ignored his GOP opponent so far. That's Casey Puch, an engineer and vehicle designer who calls himself the car guy. Voter turnout is key in this election. If enough voters stay home in the fall, Ohio could see its first Democratic governor in 20 years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The latest U.S. military strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Eastern Pacific has killed three people. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has gone on since early September. More details at SRNNews.com.